Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Betrayed?
So was he.
In pain?
His pain exceeded ours.
Grieving?
He knew grief.
Poor?
He didn't even have a place to rest his head. Oh, yes, Jesus, our Savior, knows well what it's like to be human. Yet he, being the only Son of God, was sinless that we might be saved. Pour out your heart to him. He poured out his blood for you. Yes, 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 Jesus loves me. And yes, Jesus loves you. It's time to lean on him, not just our feelings. It's time to let him carry us through things. And it's time to take God's word for it. In Hebrews 2:17, it says, "Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people." Hebrews 4:14. "Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession." And then Hebrews 4:15. "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liability to the assaults of temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning." This week, I encourage you, no matter what you're going through, to remember that Jesus understands what it's like to be human. And yet he, being the only true Son of God, he came, the only incarnate, that he would just completely conquer sin and death for us. He really is God. So let's pray and bear our hearts before him and ask him to just do his work in our hearts and just trust him, even as we go through various emotions, various struggles, and totally lean on him now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, your only beloved Son, your only begotten Son, to come, die a horrific death, and conquer sin and death for us, and that he rose again. We totally trust you. We totally turn from doing things our way and turn to you now, and welcome you in our hearts. Please, please help us to trust you more and our feelings less. And Lord, I pray for each listener that you would help them sense your presence and comfort and guide and encourage them today. We just ask that you be our Savior and Lord. Come into our hearts, our lives, and we just release everything into your care and leave it there. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Let's learn of Jesus and lean on Jesus this week. Remember Psalm 34, verse 10, "Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." Stay involved in church and enjoy Jesus today and every day. And wow, praise the Lord, Jesus saves.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.